You're listening to Travelling Folk here on BBC Radio Scotland with me, Kareen Pollard, standing in for Archie Fisher. Just released this past month is a new album by the vibrant instrumental quartet Pipedown, and I'll be joined in the studio in a moment by Piper Lee Moore and guitarist Steve Reed. But meantime, let's have a listen to The Forger from Roach. That's The Forger from Pipedown's new album, Roag, and I'm joined in the studio by Lee and Steve from the band. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very well, thanks, yeah.
Great. Yeah. And I hear you holed up in Skye for the recording of this album.
We did. We've travelled up a series of weekends over the past year, doing bits and bobs, doing a bit of fishing as well.
Great.
When the pressure got too intense, and it was a great spot. Up in Roag, there was lots of good scenery and
So that's where you got the name for the album from?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was pretty inspirational. They've got the McLeod's tables out from one side of the studio and then looking on to the Coolins from the other side of the studio.
And it's a beautiful image on the album, front cover.
Yeah, that was taken in the studio, well, just from outside the studio, and Ian actually went out to photograph a rainbow that was on the other side, and when he looked behind him, he saw an amazing sort of skyscape.
And Ian is so, Ian Copeland, who's Ian Copeland, best known as the drummer from Pete Bogue Fairies, but also the engineer and producer of the album?
Engineer, producer, and it's on his record label
Fat
as well.
Fat Controller Productions, well named. So how important do you think is a place or a vibe when you're recording an album, Steve?
I think it's quite crucial, really. I mean, we had talked in the past about maybe using a city studio, but the idea of coming out after a session and all getting on the bus home and having your tea, it's doesn't quite work.
Bit of a come down.
You know, it does. I mean, at least if you're all in the same place for a week or whatever, you can get into the mood, you know.
So. Great. Well, Lee, you're from County Tyrone originally, and I guess probably the fact that you play Highland pipes and small pipes on this album, it kind of goes against what most people's assumptions are about Irish pipers, because you tend to think of Uilleann pipes first. What is your background in terms of learning the pipes?
Well, I suppose I grew up on the wrong side of Northern Ireland to learn Uilleann pipes, and really there was no traditional music, as far as I was concerned, in Northern Ireland.
But a great pipe band tradition.
But there's a huge pipe band tradition, and I got into that from a very early age. My father played in a pipe band, and I pestered him ever since I was about four or five to learn to play the pipes. So did that, and really pipe bands have been my background for, you know, ever since that. And it was really coming to Scotland and really seeing Martin Bennett for the first time completely by accident that it opened my mind to other ways of going at pipe music, you know. So yeah.
You've a Martin Bennett tune on the album.
There is indeed, yeah. Coolin', yeah. It's
and also a number of tunes drawn from the pipe band repertoire as well.
Loads, actually, yeah. It was good. And there's a wee bit of pipe band drumming on one of the tracks as well, just as a nod towards.
And you've got the drummer from the Denny and Dunny Bass pipe band, which is my local band.
Is
from
that
Denny,
right? Yeah.
So it's quite exciting.
Yes, grade three world champions they are this year. So
it was one of the only claims to fame when I was wee. They were a good pipe band then as well. So Steve, I hear you've taken up the Highland pipes as well.
I have indeed, and I have to say I've been a bit slack for the last year, but I've been at it for about 7 years, so slogging away. It's the physical side of it that gets me most, and it's, I think I'd love to get onto the small pipes, but I feel you should master the big ones first, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, as a guitar accompanist, what difference does it make to how you go about playing and arranging to actually play the pipes?
It probably
themselves?
Helps to know the capabilities of the instruments. I mean, some years back I got asked to do some stuff with pipe major Robert Matheson, and my efforts were all done on Cubase and MIDI, and some of it shows if you go back and listen, it's a bit embarrassing. But once you actually have an idea of the range of the instrument, you've got more idea how to accompany it, you know.
Absolutely.
Less like to throw in some strange jazz chords, you know. There's a fine line between a chord that's sort of slightly jazzy and one that's just a non-starter, you know. So
great. Well, the next track we're going to play has got your producer engineer on it. It's Granny Duncan's featuring Ian Copeland.
Indeed. Thank you.
That's the Granny Duncan set from Pipedown's new album Roag, and I've got Lee and Steve from the band in the studio. I noticed that the sources for the tunes on the album are really quite varied. You've got trad tunes on there, you've got kind of classic tunes from composer pipers like G.S. McLennan and Donald MacLeod, and modern compositions from Alan MacDonald. But the fella who comes out with the most is Don Bradford, who's currently in the Strathclyde Police Pipe Band. There's a wee connection there, I believe.
That's right. Don is from County Tyrone as well, and he started to learn pipes in the same pipe band as I learned in, although he was a few years my senior. I'm not going to say how many, but... and Don came over to Scotland when he was in his late teens, early 20s, and really has made a real name for himself as both as a pipe major and more so as a composer. And he's coming out with tunes all the time, you know. It's just like a production line of tunes and great tunes, and it's just great to be able to record them. And likewise, there's a few other guys who've composed tunes that we were playing on the album, and really they have no other way of getting these tunes recorded, because fiddlers aren't going to pick them up, other folk bands aren't going to pick them up.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky enough to have that source.
Great, that's great.
And
is there the same pressure on pipers? I know you'd never find a fiddle album these days that didn't have quite a healthy chunk of self compositions on it. It seems to be just kind of, it's the thing that if you're a fiddler, you have to compose tunes, and you're kind of, it's almost like you're not really a fiddler if you don't write tunes. Is there the same pressure upon pipers?
I don't think so.
Is there maybe a bit too much emphasis on composition over just being good tunes and good playing?
I think it's quality that counts, and if you've got a lot of tunes of a really high quality that are your own compositions, put
then
them on. Yeah, fantastic. But I think
a lot of self-censorship has to go on, I think. There's a wealthy tradition of really good pipe tunes, so it seems a bit pointless putting on a half-baked one of your own. So.
Yeah, I heard a great anecdote actually from the fiddler, Chris Wood, the English fiddler. He was teaching at the folk course in Limerick, and he asked the students if they were writing their own tunes, and one said, why would you bother, there's so much good stuff out there, what's the point?
Yeah, until you've learned every other tune there is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why add to it?
Plenty out there, yeah. So I hear you've been going down a storm in exotic parts in Slovenia.
Oh God, that was about 2005, yeah. We did Folkest out in Italy, in the north of Italy, and they also put on a couple of gigs in Slovenia. Which we found out to our horror was going to be televised.
Great.
So that was quite scary. I think that went out in May of this year or something, so we're still waiting on the DVD.
Great. And are there plans to tour to coincide with the album? What are you up to in the next wee while?
We're planning at the moment, yeah.
Great.
We've got a Leith Folk Club gig in December, and we're trying to put together some stuff for next year.
Fantastic.
Hopefully get back out to Italy again for the Folkest and
drink good wine and get a bit of sunshine.
Great food. Yeah.
Great. Well, good luck with the album. It's fantastic, and thanks for coming in. And
we'll leave you
on a bit of an Eastern European feel to go with your Slovenian exploits. This is the Eyebrows set.
Thank you.
That's the eyebrows set from Pipedown's new album, Rogue.